I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Christians in the Middle East face extreme danger, but another group is even more vulnerable. Women of minority religions in Pakistan. They're often brutally forced into marriage and conversion. Forgotten Missionaries International's Bruce Allen tells the story of one young Christian woman.
There was a man that she had some sort of relationship with. He'd proposed to her many, many times, and she's always turned him down. Eventually, he just lit her on fire out of frustration.
It's not easy changing social norms, but FMI is working to at least give women hope. It started a discipleship program to help them grow spiritually and to connect with other Christians. But they still need your help. Visit missionnews.org for ways to respond to what you just heard. And Veterans Day. It started as Armistice Day and ended the fighting in World War I. Today, it marks a time when we honor and thank those in the military for their service. Bill Lohr, a spokesman for Faith Comes by Hearing, asks, what better way to do that than with a military Bible stick?
They're putting their lives on the line for us, and what's the least we can do? I mean, we can provide them with God's Word so they can have some peace and comfort.
Here's what it is, an MP3 player loaded with the entire audio drama New Testament and selected Psalms. They're partnering with churches to raise funds for 14,000 Bible sticks for the military. Is that even allowed? Well, it is when the soldiers request them.
It's much like what the Gideons do in handing people a printed Bible. That's all that we're giving them. So there really is no issue in terms of proselytizing.
$25 gets it into somebody's hands. You'll find the details at missionnews.org. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Pro-life issues are everywhere. And this month, Life International is offering Randy Alcorn's Why Pro-Life. Get yours by calling us at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.